to our feet, light to our path. Hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. John chapter 14, they're asking him to show the Father. If you would have known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him. You have known him and you have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and it's enough for us. And Jesus said, have I been with you so long, yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you believe that I am the Father? The Father is in me. The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father abiding in me does his works. Believe that I am in the Father, the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Right. And truly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he'll do also greater. So here we have just this kind of a picture, what we'll see in the New Testament here. Some of Paul's writings is them asking, you know, Jesus, hey, show us the Father. And he told them, hey, you see him. You've been seeing him. Meaning that Jesus as man, we've been talking about this a lot, was full of the Holy Spirit, right? And the Father was living in him. In other words, he was clothed with the Father, right? So it was the Father doing his works through Jesus, speaking through him, doing it, and just very clear in Scripture. I was thinking of this morning. I was just kind of laying in bed. And sometimes you just, as you're laying there, I've learned just to listen. Sometimes the Lord is just speaking to you, you know, some of the smallest, they just kind of, and the thought, you know, you're clothed with Christ. I was just thinking about that this morning. Not what I started thinking about. What I started thinking about was what I had to face today. It was kind of pretty stressful, you know. And then the Lord speaking that you're clothed with Christ. It says this in Romans, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its desire. The flesh desire was stress right then, right? Put on Christ. Clothe. And if you wonder why we wear these white garments and stuff, you know, symbol the white robed army in heaven, people, because everyone in heaven is clothed with Christ, right? They're forgiven, they're pure, and so it's just symbolic of a person being literally clothed with Christ. Yeah, it covers the man. This is in Galatians chapter 3. If you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, and for all who were baptized into Christ, this is the scripture, have clothed yourself with Christ. So you've been baptized into a person, just like this is water, this person's water, you've been dunked in him, right? And there you are, okay? So I'm in him, baptized into Christ. So in essence, what's happened to me is I have been clothed with Christ, right? Because I have been baptized with Christ. I was crucified with him, buried with him, and raised with him. So that's my true identity. Then Ephesians 4 first. It's a real simple word, just to get us an idea. The homily is supposed to be short and simple. That in reference to your former manner of life, you've laid aside your old self, which was being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you've been renewed in the spirit of, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and have put on the new self, which in, and there's, in my script Bible here, it's got likeness of, is kind of in italicized. You know, that was kind of added in there, which really reads, put on the new self, which in God has been created in righteousness and holiness of truth. Then to the church of Colossians, he's writing the kind of the same deal to them, just in different words. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside your old self and you put on, right, something that's already happened to you. You put on this new self that's being renewed to a true knowledge according to the very image of the one who created him. So am I clothed with Christ? Yes. Am I clothed with a new man? Yes. Both are true, right? The new man, that's what the new man is. A person who is clothed, like I have clothes on, you have clothes on, you're clothed with Christ. So when I'm walking around, I walk around by faith, clothed in Him. So everything I face clothed in Christ. Right? Every person, everything I do, every person I pray for, everywhere I go, I'm clothed in Christ. Right? Just by faith. That's the new creation. Just like Jesus was a prototype of the new creation. He was clothed from on high. The Holy Spirit was clothed with the Father. We're clothed with Him everywhere we go. That's kind of mind-boggling, right? We want to try to understand it. And I've just come to the conclusion, you cannot understand it. You just have to, by faith, live it, right? So I hit the floor this morning saying, you know what? I'm clothed with Christ. And this, what you call me to do today, Lord, I'm going to face it clothed with you. In reality, you're facing it, right? Because I'm on the inside. If I'm clothed with something, I'm on the inside, right? He's on the outside. And I'm now clothed with you. That's the way to do it, right? So, and by doing that, he just proved himself faithful once again. So I want him to remind me of that. I just said, Lord, take me deeper and continually remind me of that every moment, every situation. Those who have been baptized into Christ have clothed themselves with Christ. That's who you are. That's what happened to us, right? Romans, he told the Romans to put it on. Since it's already happened to you, now by faith, walk in it, wear it, live it. Amen. Well, Lord, just take your word. Thank you for it. Thank you for the reality of you. That we're baptized into you, Christ, into your life. Lord, it's your life living through us. Lord, we just by faith receive that. A mystery cannot be understood. It can only be experienced. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for making it so simple. In Jesus' name.